Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, this is Zach and Laura. Thanks for joining us. This is episode 3 of the For Better podcast. Today we're talking about how to apologize. It's one of my favorite topics.
Hi, Zach.
Hi. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yes. What's your question?
What is the last thing that you bought that you got in trouble for?
Do you mean like with my husband?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's the only person I get in trouble with these days.
Yeah. Have you bought something that you like you shouldn't have?
No, not really. I actually do a pretty good job. Like our money management we went through a lot of struggles early on in the relationship where mm-hmm. we had all these like ideas. It's like, if you're going to spend more than $100, consult, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I think just as time has gone on, I'm the buyer of basically all things.
Okay.
What's most likely to happen in our relationship is that Ryan gets in deep shit for buying something. And yeah, yes, I am also a sailor. So that's most likely what's going to happen. I think, you know, he does things with his car that just drive me bonkers, where there's a lot of resources that go into his vehicle. And like buying a year's package for car washing drives me bonkers.
Right,
because
on.
Here's the deal. He's a single man in a little car, and I'm a mama bear with groceries and a kid and crackers, and I don't get to wash my car every week. It drives me nuts.
I love how I asked you what you got in trouble for, and you talked to me about how Ryan gets in trouble.
I would be such a good couple for you to be my therapist for. I was going to ask you a question, but I don't really care to ask you a question.
All right. Thanks. I don't really want to know you any better.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
Well, ironically, we're talking about apologizing.
Oh, yeah. Dear Ryan, I love you. I'm sorry. And I recognize that you have a problem with your car.
I actually hate the phrase, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I think it's so, if you think about things that are sorry, like a wet puppy on your porch or like week old flowers or something just like gross.
Yeah.
I like when you declare, I'm sorry, I just don't like it. I think it says something, it sends the wrong message. And often also it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, you know why? Because people, you know, what word comes most often, Pat? After I'm sorry.
But.
I'm sorry, but. Yeah.
Yeah. My little sister, when she was younger, used to do a lot of things. And what she would do is she'd go, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to wring her neck. Mm-hmm. And granted, she was like 13 years younger than me. And mm-hmm. I definitely could have, but I didn't.
It's okay. I feel the same way about my children sometimes. No, you know what? I actually learned this from my high school French teacher who used to taunt her and make her life miserable. And I would tell her, I'm sorry. And she would say, I don't want you to say I'm sorry. She'd say, I want you to apologize.
Yes.
And I'd be like, I don't understand the difference.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's apologize.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I want to talk about how to apologize. And, you know, we've been talking about repair a lot, and apology is just another word for repair, sort of after the fact.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. it's sort of taking time to come back together after there's been some sort of injury or harm or,
mm-hmm.
you know, foul in the relationship.
Yeah. I find that with the couples that are coming into my office, one may have apologized. And I think I'm thinking of sort of the big, like, cardinal apology, sort of after an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And it often will happen where one person will apologize and it's not accepted because it doesn't feel genuine. It doesn't feel like they've had enough remorse, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tricky place to be in, because even if you say the words, are they the right words?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying it the right way in which your partner can receive your apology? So are you going to tell us how to apologize?
I think so. I mean, I've been trying to figure out how to make this sexy. And there's really no way to do it, but I do think I can make it memorable. And I think it's in this, in these three letters that I've come up with, which is R, E, and C. And R is just recognize that you did it, that something you did had an impact in your relationship and your partner, that that happened. Like, just owning it, just saying, yeah, that happened. You are not crazy.
Yeah.
I upset you. The thing that I did actually happened.
Yeah.
And that is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that, that recognizing it and acknowledging it is really step one. Step two.
Can I stop you there?
Yes.
Okay. You're like, yes, but not really. I'm on a roll. I'm going on
E. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but no, go.
What about the recognition where two people have two different views of what happened?
I think, again, it's just acknowledging that the person who has been offended,
uh-huh,
it's really just recognizing that they have a reason to be offended.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that their reason is, it doesn't mean the fact that you did it is actually that you did something wrong.
Okay.
It just means that you did it and it hurt them.
Uh-huh.
And that, again, that they're not crazy, that mm-hmm, you're not trying to deny the existence of their pain.
Okay.
That's
not denying the existence of their pain. That's an important piece.
Well, and I think step two is E, right? Empathizing. Mm-hmm. It's sort of recognizing, after you recognize that the thing happened, you say, and if that happened to me, I would be so mad.
Mm-hmm.
That would hurt my feelings too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I haven't even admitted I'm wrong yet.
Right. Yeah.
I just said, this happened to you.
Right.
I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it happened to me, I would probably be upset as well.
Okay.
And I think the third piece is, because you love your partner, you commit to some kind of change.
Okay.
REC, right? So I recognize that I did it. I'm empathizing and trying to articulate my familiarity with the emotion. And then I'm going to say, babe, I don't want you to feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work hard on not having that happen again.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't admitted that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I still haven't said I'm sorry. Now, I might be wrong, but I'm not, I haven't become this, like,
you're not falling on your sword, right?
I'm not falling on my sword.
Is that was the gesture you were making?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know the words before they come out of your mouth.
Yeah. No, I think that, and again, I think that apology ought to have some sense of remorse, but it doesn't have to mean I'm sorry. I'm a sorry human being.
I'm a sorry. Interesting.
You know what I mean? It just means that I know that what I did had an impact on you. That impact was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to work on doing it better.
Okay. So I'm going back to early on in our relationship, when,
insulted my clothing?
Oh, no. Our relationship.
Your relationship with your husband.
Yeah, when he was lot of trouble because I had a lot of issues to take with him. We've grown as a couple.
Yeah.
But he would say things like, I'm sorry, I'll do better next time. And that used to drive me up the wall.
Yeah,
I'll do
better
next time. It's like, tell me, how are you going to do better? Mm-hmm. I want concrete examples of how will you do better? What will be different? So your whole C, the REC, what's the commitment to change? I want to know details about what the commitment's going to look like. So, let's say, I'm sorry that I have been texting with my ex-girlfriend. I will delete her phone number and cut all communication off. I want those concrete steps, mm-hmm, right?
Sure.
I don't know if that's part of it, but that's what I would recommend.
Yeah. And I think that, sometimes you don't know what the steps are, and maybe the commitment to change is going, hey, tell me what you need to make this better. Like,
I love that.
Tell me, I'm interested in repairing
this
relationship. So tell me what you need.
Yeah.
And of course there's sometimes that request is going to be unreasonable and sometimes that's not going to necessarily land. But I think that, if the goal is to stay connected over the long haul,
mm-hmm,
You gotta give a little. And sometimes it's just giving some recognition and some empathy and mm-hmm, committing to being a different kind of person in the relationship.
Yeah. I always love that. Oftentimes I will ask, just like what you said, is what do you need? What do you want? What is going to make you feel more connected, better, whatever it might be? And having the person who feels the wrongdoing actually give the secret sauce of how to make them feel better,
mm-hmm,
whatever it might be, is asking them.
I think it would also be important for me to acknowledge that I think that that the apology is not complete until it's accepted. It's like, I can apologize to you and you would then have two choices. You can say, I accept your apology.
Right.
Or you can say, thanks a lot for that, but I still need this.
Yes.
I still need you to understand that, or I still need you to delete those texts and those yeah. contacts, you know, it needs to be met,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like an agreement, right? Like, I'm apologizing to you and I hear your apology and now I'm willing to work on whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. But you have this phrase that I love, that it's not forgive and forget.
No, it's not forgive and forget. It's definitely forgive and remember.
Yeah.
You know?
And maybe we'll talk more about that in another episode in, you know, greater depth, but why it's forget and remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgive and remember. Sure.
Yeah. Forgive and remember.
Yeah. Forget and remember. And good luck with that.
Yeah. So what's the takeaway here? Do you want to recap on what the REC is?
No, I think it's recognize, empathize, mm-hmm. commit. And then if you're receiving the apology, either accept it or ask for what you still need.
Awesome.
Because that's how you stay attuned to one another.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great. Thanks. Are you going to give a heads up as to what our next episode might be about?
Well, I mean, we've been talking about repair a lot, and I mm-hmm. think I just want to kind of spend some time summarizing and sort of giving some, you know, perspectives on why repair is what it is and when to do it.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of different times and kinds.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, cool. That will be our next episode. And again, if you are interested in telling us what you'd like to hear about, please email us at info@forbetter.us. It's forbetter.us. And it's Laura and Zach signing off.
Don't look at the barn.
Don't look at the barn. Hey friends, thanks for listening. So if you found this episode helpful, we would love to hear from you. So please review us on iTunes. And if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, we do have a bucket load of new episodes in store. We just want to make sure that you don't miss one. And if you like this podcast with Zach and me, you're going to love our video series for couples. It's silly, it's fun, it's informative. Just check us out by visiting forbetter.us. That's forbetter.us to get our 4-part video series for free. And just wanted to thank you all for your time, your attention, and mostly your energy that you're putting toward investing in your relationship for better.